every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated, this is the original podcast. Get this, the longest running fight show industry, 41 years this past September. Straight up, who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, the Sports Byline Studios. I am your host. I'm also an award-winning writer and four-time Golden Glove champion. Was nationally ranked at one point in time as an amateur. Lost to the number nine guy in the country in the Olympic trial process. Bottom line is, I wasn't that good, but I was okay. We talk boxing in the next 2 hours. Forget me. Let's talk about boxing for the next 2 hours. Of course, big card in Saudi Arabia yesterday. Sheik Turkey Jerky had the Devin Haney look pretty good. I mean, I have to say that for the first five, six rounds, Devin Haney looked like a fighter I wanted to watch again. Then the last four or five rounds, maybe not so much. But straight up, in the main event, as predicted, David Benavidez mauled Anthony Yardy. I mean, Anthony Yardy comes in buff, big, and that kind of good stuff. But muscles don't win fights. I remember that one time I told my captain, Captain Cassidy, out of Terrell Station when I was an SF cop. I went in there. I was going to fight in a couple of weeks. He said to me, "Are you in shape, kid?" And I showed him my muscles and my stomach. He goes, "Muscles don't win fights, kid." And he was right. Muscles don't win fights because I lost that fight. Straight up, that's the way things go. But last night, of course, Anthony Yardy came up short, as I predicted. I mean, here's this way. He was perfect matchmaking all along the card. I mean, look at Brian Norman. You think Brian Norman was a big threat. He was going to be a threat to Devin Haney. Not really. I mean, here's what's up. Barry on boxing. Of course, Barry Rabbits. Of course, our British boxing hero will be here next Sunday on the comeback trail. But he was talking about eating his hat if Devin Haney won. Well, I'm going to have to get him a flavored hat because next week he's coming in, folks, and we will have some type of hat for him to eat. I kid you not. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, we'll hear from David Benavidez. We'll hear from Pauly Malignaggi. Pauly Malignaggi, why is he in the news? He's blind. Yeah, straight up blind. Why? Brought that spit on himself. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The impeccable one. Bailey Peck is in the house, and he'll take it away right now. Bailey, take it away, my brother.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399, 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and slim's out of town.
The Wire-Haired Wonder, who I named the King of Nap on live TV. I thought he would like rebel, maybe. You know, he loved it. Straight up like Harlem. Like when Hector Camacho, when I called him the Harlem Heckler, he loved that. But then he had guys like Juan Lozcano, some minor league guy from Northern California. I named him the Hispanic Causing Panic. He didn't like it. So what? Tough up. Nicknames are nicknames. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Last night, Brian Norman, I don't know. I wasn't all that impressed with him. I thought that maybe he could put up a better fight, saying he was a natural welterweight in this event, but no. Devin Haney looked really good in the first five rounds. He looked spectacular in the first five rounds. Scored a knockdown. These scores were 114-113 for Haney, 116-111 for Haney, and 117-110 for Haney. I probably maybe gave the other guy a couple of rounds, maybe a couple of welfare rounds here and there. In the middle of rounds, he did reasonably well, but he didn't do enough to like seize initiative and take the fight back into his hands. Bottom line is, he never had grasp of the fight. Sam Noakes did great against Abdullah Mason. What I mean is, he fought with his face. And if you're an entertainment guy that loves seeing a lot of blood and gush and guys coming forward and taking shots, well, Sam Noakes is your guy. But last night, he came up short against Abdullah Mason. Of course, his scores were 115-113, 117-111, and 115-113. Fight was relatively close. The fans had it like almost a draw going into the 11th or 12th round. But Noakes is a dude that fights with his heart, his soul. And I just don't know if he'll ever be the same again after that fight. That's how much punishment he took last night. Jesse Rodriguez, they call him Bam. Well, he knocked out Fernando Daniel Martinez. Of course, that was a KO in the 10th round. Martinez came to fight. He talked a lot of smack going in. Martinez was like me. You know, he was talking that smack, and then he got humbled. And when you get humbled, it's like, I don't know how to describe it. I mean, but it's happening to you, and you realize what's going on. I mean, you're totally cognizant of what's going on here. Wow, I'm being beaten. Yikes. Anyway, bottom line is, he talked a good game, and he tried, but the bottom line is, he got stopped in the 10th round. Of course, David Benavidez, we'll get to that in just a minute, the main event. Of course, David Benavidez, he really shined. I thought David really looked good, but we'll get to the other fights first. Some of the fights on the card were like, Vito Melnicki, he might be something. 21-1, Samuel Noah. Of course, those guys were middleweights. But I want to say this about Samuel. Samuel's from Nigeria. He's 21-0. Although he put up a decent decent performance down the stretch. The bottom line is he was 21-0, but most of the guys he fought had losing records. In other words, he was like a Nigerian scam artist, except he was in boxing trunks. But he did relatively well until he got stopped in the ninth round, of course, by Vito. And Vito's a white kid, and white kid that can fight a little bit. So maybe we can build an East Coast superstar here. I'm telling you, man, this is what boxing needs. Boxing in the United States needs a couple of white guys. Oh, why did I say that, Pedro? You're sounding racist. No, I'm serious. White guys sell tickets. I'm just telling you, that's just the way it is. I mean, you know, look at Richard Torres. Richard Torres, Mexican-American silver medalist in the Olympics as a heavyweight, right? Couldn't sell 18 tickets to in his own hometown. So bottom line is, you got to have a couple white guys out there and get the face of boxing back on the front page of the papers. And this and that. Of course, we did hear a little sports byline clip on boxing, the Manil Moss fight and that kind of good stuff before the show came on. But I do want to say this. I want to give the guy props because he did a lot of boxing, but a lot of it was wrong factually. But straight up, that's the way it is. You know, straight up, everybody's got their opinions, but opinions aren't facts. Speaking of opinions, let's bring in the man that calls the shots on Sunday. I'm talking about Mr. Thomas, Sir Thomas Dillamuth. I'm stuttering and stammering. Tommy, can you help a brother out?
Hey, I can help you out, man. Last night was fun. It was a great card last night. We saw some good boxing. We saw some, you know, potential stars. We saw some top pound-for-pound fighters have great performances. I mean, the sport is getting better. It's in decent shape, and I think it's getting there to be, you know, good shape, you know?
The boxing establishment must have bought you breakfast this morning.
So you didn't like the card last night?
Here's what's up. I was into the card. I thought it was really cool, especially seeing David Ben was going to fight in the end, right? But, you know, it was just too much. It was just, I mean, I don't care what you say. You put that much food on the plate, man, and you're not going to eat a lot of it. Some of it you're not going to appreciate. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, he had 9 hours, and at the end of the car, man, there was nobody in the arena. I looked; they flashed a crowd. Everybody left. Was it 4 a.m. there?
It was like 4, 5, 6 a.m. something like that.
They must be doing some mad blow, the Sheik and those guys, huh? 5 a.m. watching boxing, and you don't give a spit about it. Could care less, man. None of those guys in the front row, all those guys dressed up with the red head, you know, the headdress and all that kind of good stuff. All they do is block things for the guys sitting behind them. Pain in the ass.
Imagine buying a ticket and sitting behind them.
I sat behind. Listen, I had a press row one time. I think I was in Atlantic City or St. Louis. And this lady was in front of me. Somehow this lady had connections. She was sitting in front of me. And she had this big hat on, right? And every time she moved, I had to move the other way to see what was on the screen. Well, you know, what was happening up in the ring, right? So I finally told her, lady, can you take your hat off? She got upset.
Wow.
You know, but I'll push the envelope. I'm not afraid to say things.
You are definitely not afraid to say things.
So tell me let's talk about Vito. Vito, me and Sock were talking about this, man. A white guy in the East Coast that could sell tickets, you know, he could, listen, put him in the right position. He could sell stadiums at this point in time because of the social media. I mean, if Jake Paul can sell stadiums, this guy can fight and he's white.
Yeah, I mean, you do need the right opponent too in the right area, but I think Vito's good. I think he's talented. He's still pretty young. I got a chance to talk to him a couple times. Nice kid, and he's got skills. You know, I don't think he's got. I mean, he fought a guy that he was supposed to beat. You basically said it. The guy beat up a bunch of, you know, nobodies with losing records. But I think he's got skills. I don't think he's got much power. But you match him against the right opponent and maybe get him in a title shot. I think that's going to sell.
But he
you want to see Italian?
But he fits the picture. He fits the picture. Yeah. This is a guy that he's white, got a little bit of attitude to him. He's got some flash to him. I mean, I'm going to get in trouble with this. Not too many Caucasian fighters have that kind of flash. Am I right?
No, you're right. And he's Italian. It's not usually. It's been like, you got the Irish, you know, you got a bunch of good, you know, fighters, especially on the East Coast. But to have an Italian fighter, I mean, you haven't had an Italian fighter with, you know, well, you had an Italian fighter with a big mouth from Brooklyn and Paulie Malignaggi. But, you know, and he sold tickets. So, I mean, Vito, I think Vito's good for the sport. I think he's actually a good boxer as well. So let's see what happens. Let's see how they build him. And I'm not sure who he's with, because he was with top. He first was PBC, then Top Rank, and supposedly he was going to sign with Dana. So not sure.
If you give me enough money, I'll fight my own mother.
Hey, Paulie Malignaggi there, yeah. U.S. Brooklyn, New York. Of course, the former Golden Glove champion of the United States, former champion, I believe, at 140 pounds, has had a fraction of a title at 140 pounds. Bottom line is, he's blind in one eye from a bare-knuckle fight about three or four weeks ago.
Is he blind in one eye?
Blind in one eye.
No, there's no way.
Okay, Frank 1961, the House historian says, Paulie Malignaggi remains blind in one eye weeks after sustaining a severe eye injury during his bare-knuckle boxing victory in October 2025. The injury occurred early in the fight due to an eye poke, which left him effectively one-eyed and unable to see from his right eye. Bottom line is, he's like 50 years old, ain't he? He should be arrested for doing something stupid. If he loses his vision on this one, it's on him.
I agree. It's on him. And you know, he's made money outside of boxing as well. I'm not sure what he needs to do that for, but
I could have been back in TV. I won't say what network it was, but some big network came to me that was doing this bare knuckle stuff and this and that, and they came to me and said, Pedro, we want to build it. I don't have nothing to do with it. Say what? No. Is it money? Is it money? No, it ain't money. What is it? Because they what is it? I said, I can't get behind that.
Well, yeah, I would never understand the mindset of some of these guys, especially the guys that had success in the sport, you know, in world combat sports and made good money. I never understand why, you know, risk your life or risk, you know, injury in a sport like that, you know, at that age.
Well, he brought that on himself. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We sort of broke a little bit of a record yesterday on Twitch.tv or the Sports Byline USA channel, so I thank all the people for listening and watching on Twitch. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Back with the Sunday Shot Caller, Sir Thomas Dillamuth, right after the break.
Hey, vacation lovers! It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from The Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how.
Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Pedro. You going to run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You going to run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Right,
okay.
We'll flash back in time. Ray Leonard, 1989. Tommy Hearns rematched the training camp down there in West Palm Beach, Florida. Of course, it was a snake pit. I mean, we were out there running, and I didn't dig that place. So Florida ain't my type of – it's not my cup of tea. But straight up, Ray got in good shape down there. And, of course, then he lost to Tommy in that 12-round fight. Of course, it was a 12-round draw, but everybody knows Ray lost, including Ray. So we'll run an interview with Ray Leonard from November – from – yeah, well, from back in the day, straight up in hour number two. Larry Merchant will be here in about 15 minutes, of course, on Ring Talk Live. Well, currently, we have the Sunday Shot caller, Mr. Sir Thomas Dillamuth himself. And I want to say this, David Benavidez went out there and he sort of smashed Mr. Yardy up. I mean, he was willing to trade with him. It doesn't matter. David is determined.
I mean, they don't call him the monster for no reason. I mean, he went in there and you know, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. And he's done exactly what he's been doing in the last few fights. I mean, he goes in there and he wants to fight. You know, he could box a little bit too, and he showed a little bit of that also. But at the end of the day, man, David Benavidez is a true monster, man. He comes in there and he wants to fight. And
he's 28 years old. You know that, right?
Yeah, he's 28 years old.
Oh, time out. Well, last night the announcers mentioned. Like not time out. I hate to interrupt you, but last night the announcers, as lame as they were, they brought up the fact that he won the WBC super middleweight title at the age of 20. You know where I'm going with this, right?
No.
Okay. He won the WBC super middleweight title at the age of 20, and that was like 8 years ago. And in 8 years, Canelo never fought him. And they never mentioned it last night. I thought that was derelict on those. I thought they should have brought that up. I really thought they should have brought it up. This is why Canelo ran from this guy for 3.5-4 years.
No, you're right. I mean, the broadcasting and his own, how I feel about Sergio Mora.
Listen, they're paid shills. They're paid shills. Yeah. A shill is a guy that does anything for the money. You know, they're paid shills. I wish it, I'm not going to go there. But anyway, it is what it is. Sergio sort of. I thought Sergio was right though, as far as the Haney and Norman fight. I thought it was a little bit closer than people thought it was. At least it felt that way. But Brian Norman, he just had no strategy whatsoever, did he?
That's the thing. He had no strategy. But back to Sergio real quick. Sergio was openly rooting for Brian Norman in that fight too. Like it was bad, and he does that. And that's not the only fight he did that in. Like he was rooting. He was rooting for Noakes in the fight too against Mason.
Because here's what's up. Because although Noakes was doing well, Noakes was getting beat on.
He was getting beat on, but he kept, he kept saying like Noakes should have went to the body a little bit more and whatever. But you could tell like he was openly cheering for Noakes, and then he did the same for Brian Norman too. Like, I never liked Sergio Mora, and when he does the commentating, and I probably never will. Like, this is not the first time he's done it, but you know this. That's those two are perfect examples as to why I don't like him.
We had a big party the night he won the Contender TV series, of course, in Vegas. Stallone was there, a lot of guys were there, but the bottom line is, of course, he did win that little game show. Evidently, he got $1 million out of it. Wasn't the greatest fighter in the world, was he?
No, I mean, he had a moment. He beat Vernon Forrest, which was a huge upset. I mean, that's probably his biggest win. You know, he was a decent fighter. I mean, I won't take any credit away from him. You know, but in that commentary booth and his opinions and even his Twitter posts, he's just terrible. It's terrible.
Let me tell you the story. Let me tell you a little story about Vernon Forrest. Vernon Forrest and Shane Mosley. Of course, Shane Mosley was going to fight Oscar De La Hoya in a rematch, but De La Hoya was going to make $1 million more than Shane. And Shane's wife, Jen Mosley, said, "Nah, that spit ain't going to work. Bottom line is some spit with an H, right?" So she says no on that deal. She ends up fighting Vernon Forrest for $1.5 million, and she gets knocked out.
Wow.
Yeah. In other words, you give up you give up a $6 million guarantee. And for a $1.5 million guarantee, and you get knocked out.
Wow.
Hey, she I remember a couple of times she tried to get bowled with me at parties. I mean, she was like the doorman at some of Shane Mosley's post-fight victory parties, and she would stand there and you can come in, but you can't. I told her one time, you don't want to let me in, I don't give a spit. I could care less. You know, I was just right about it. And she knew when I was.
I wish I was there when you said that, because I know you did. I know you did something.
But here's what's up. Back in the day, when I wrote something, people listened.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it was. I was writing for the boxing trade papers. Everybody in the boxing business knew who I was. I mean, I didn't have to be on the front page of New York Times. I'm writing insider columns for the boxing industry.
Yeah.
You know, but that was then, and this is now. Want to mention the fact a little bit later that Joe Gilardi passed away. I didn't know that, so we'll mention that in either hour number one or hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And remember, if at first you don't succeed, try doing what Pedro told you to do first. Does that make any sense, Tommy D?
I guess.
I'm messing with you. I was reading something off a shirt here that was on the Facebook page. Benavidez, the monster, without a doubt. You know.
Let's go to our favorite, you know, portion of the show we go off every single week.
No, I got to say this. For the first five or six rounds, I was really impressed with Devin Haney.
Yeah, but then there's a butt. There's going to be a butt, right?
Then he started the Peckham ones laughing in the other room. Then he started making a little love with his opponent, this and that, hugging him a little bit too much, looking to grab a little bit too much, this and that. But, no, here's what's up. If he'd have fought the way he fought in the first four or five rounds, if he fought that way, I'd want to see him a lot. I mean, I'm not saying that last night was it wasn't a super performance in my mind, but it was palatable as far as Devin Haney's concerned. Is that a good way to put it?
Sort of. But I feel like when you say that, Pedro, I got to be honest, I feel like you're discrediting him a little bit.
Okay.
You know, and I know you and Devin Haney, you're never going to be best of friends. You know, we speak every week. We have our portion of the show, the Devin Haney portion of the show, and I feel like that's a little bit discredited. Okay.
Bottom line is, he was born in San Francisco, but he feels compelled to tell people he was born in Oakland. Why would you do that?
I don't know. I'm not from the West Coast. I don't know how that works.
I mean, why would you know? That's why you know. Anyway, I'm not going to go there. Anyway, Devin Haney deserves credit. I thought he looked real good. I thought he deserved to win the fight. I thought that if he was to fight the way he did in the first five or six rounds throughout, I thought it would have been really thoroughly entertaining. I really do. And I think he had the ability to do so. He just sort of shut down a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The offense sort of shut down. He went to ones and jabs and this kind of stuff when early on it was going ones, twos.
No, that I agree with you. I think, so when I scored, I gave Ryan Norman the first round in a close round, right? But after that, I thought Haney looked phenomenal from two to six. The sixth round, I thought he did well too. The seventh round is the first round I gave Brian Norman, and that it was kind of convincing to me, you know. I agree. I think the second half of the fight, Devin Haney usually does that. You know, he tends to put his hands down a little bit more, and he makes some mistakes. He got caught clean a couple times too, but he seemed to eat those punches pretty well. But no, I agree with you. I mean, if he was to fight like that all 12 rounds, and he was there to be hit, because I felt Brian Norman got discouraged, especially after he got dropped, and his head was on a straight line. He was there to be hit, and he was there to get outboxed. And I thought Haney could have probably done a lot more and maybe finished out the show in great fashion. But nevertheless, I got to give him credit, and I think he belongs in the top 10 pound for pound list.
You know, the British boxing hero Barry Rabbits will be in next week. Of course, one of our analysts here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. He said he would eat his hat if Haney won. So I'm gonna have to get him a hat and put some syrup on it.
you're gonna put some condiments on it just to make it, you know, taste a little better.
Chocolate syrup, something like that. Bottom line is, he's gonna eat the hat next week. Straight. Yeah, that's just the way it is. All in all, though, I thought the card was too long. Jesse Rodriguez deserves props. Of course, stopped an undefeated guy.
Yeah, Jesse Gar. I mean, he looked great. A lot of people thought that he wasn't going to look good, and some people thought Martinez might win because he got there late because, you know, he was, you know, his wife, I think, was having a baby, whatever. But, you know, he's a true professional. I think they missed a call early in the round. What was the second round where he got dropped and they called it a slip or something?
Yep.
You know, but, you know, other than that, Bam Martinez, another top pound-for-pound guy, he looked phenomenal. I mean, he showed that there's levels to it. Credit to Martinez. He came to fight, but Martinez is just in a different level. He's a special fighter.
You know what, bro? You have no idea what it's like to be able to be talking smack and, you know, feeling confidence in it and going to a ring and be defeated. It's like, it's really humiliating.
No, absolutely. And that's why what I think happened to Brian Norman, too, especially after he got dropped in the second round, because it was a lot of talk of war and you know, a lot of personal shots being thrown out there. And then when he got dropped, it almost looked like he wanted to quit for a second.
Yeah.
But
I was a little surprised. Who gets the MVP slot last night? The main event guy?
The main event guy. You put him in the main event, and it was the main event fight, and he performed like a main eventer. You got to give it to him. I think he gets the fight of the night.
According to him, he ran Dmitry Bivol out of the ring in sparring. A couple of rounds, of Bivol quit. No wonder Bivol gave up the title and didn't want to fight him.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that now in the last like 5-10 years, a lot more sparring stories are coming out more than they ever have been.
That's because people are filming them.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway,
Benavidez is the star of the night, in my opinion. But everybody that won in the card, I think they had their moment. That's why the card was as great as I thought it was. Yeah, it was a little bit long, but, you know, we didn't start watching until maybe Vito's fight anyway.
So straight up. And give Vito props, and hopefully, you know, this guy can make some money. Vito Malinaki, of course, he is from the East Coast, and he was fighting in Saudi Arabia. He's fought all over the world. Good amateur record. More props to him and his father. Straight up. Tommy D, props to you. I want to mention this. I had you and Socrates on yesterday. You know, I'm proud of you both. You guys are both great husbands, great fathers, and great human beings. So I thank you so much for your participation, my brother.
Hey, I thank you, Pedro, for giving me the opportunity to speak to somebody that's very knowledgeable and showing me the way. So thank
Straight
you.
Up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and that's Tommy D.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
And if we cannot end now our differences, at least we can help make the world safe for diversity. For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
The 35th President of the United States, John F. Kennedy, assassinated November 22nd, 1963. That was yesterday as far as anniversaries are concerned. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from the city by the bay to the city of angels. We're bringing the retired HBO godfather himself, Mr. Larry Merchant. Larry, that was one long card yesterday.
Well, I went out for a walk during the early fight, and I had a meal, and it was still going on, and I saw the fights I wanted to see, and so it was an entertaining show as far as this viewer was concerned.
I think without a doubt. And David Benavidez continues to impress.
Yep, I was very impressed by Benavidez. His hand speed, his smarts. I just wonder if he can compete with guys like Bivol.
Oh, well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, Godfather, because he ran Bivol out of the ring. Bivol has admitted that he quit after two rounds of sparring with David Benavidez.
Really?
Yep. Ran him out of the ring.
Wow.
That's why Bivol gave up the WBA belt and not to fight Benavidez.
Well, and he's not the only one out there who has been specializing in avoiding Benavidez.
Mr. Canelo Alvarez.
Exactly.
Yep.
You could see why last night. The hand speed, the willingness to engage, all of that.
And he's mean. I mean, he was forceful. I mean, it was violence, but it was poetry. I mean, he did it well. He was smooth, this and that. But he was determined to go out there and impress people. And he went out there and he did it. Of course, he's now 31-0 or something like that. Bottom line is, he's one of the best fighters, if not the best fighter pound for pound in the world. Of course, Mike Tyson and I were saying that he was the best fighter pound for pound in the world when Canelo was ducking him. Maybe some other people start to think that now.
Well, yeah, he got on a big stage and he gave a big performance.
Okay. 4 o'clock in the morning, people were sitting there in the crowd, and there were a bunch of guys, and there wasn't having too many women in the crowd over there, maybe a few American women from Europe or this and that. But still, 4 o'clock in the morning, I mean, I didn't like the fact it was on in the afternoon here, but watching a fight at 4 o'clock in the morning, Larry, I might have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, listen, when boxing goes international as it has, then the clock and the sun and all of that is going to weigh in. And
when you guys went to Japan, Tokyo, for the meltdown, the Mike Tyson meltdown with Buster Douglas, that was shown on prime time here in the United States. And what time did they went off at a decent hour in Japan? It seemed to work.
You're right. Maybe on that half of the world it works better than on the European Mideast. half of the world.
That's a good way to put it. Anyway, outside of Jesse Rodriguez looked good last night, David Benavidez looked good last night. But the kid I was excited about, I don't know if you got to watch him or not. He's 21-1. He hasn't got much power, but he is a decent-looking middleweight from the East Coast. And he's Italian, and he's got a little bit of a following. Vito Melonecchi Jr. Did you get a chance to see him?
Yes, I did, and I liked him a lot. And I saw it on the undercard, on the deep undercard. He was the fighter that blew himself up and blew his opponent up. What weight class is he? Junior
160,
middle?
160 pounds,
middleweight. So he's a middleweight. And he looks like he might be a real attraction. He's what, like 23 years old?
Yeah, and he's been boxing since he was like 7. But Larry, what's sort of cool about this, and some people that aren't really into the boxing biz don't know this or not, but a white Italian kid drawing in the East Coast, he could be the flag bearer of boxing. Boxing needs somebody to take over and take that mantle. And nobody's taking the mantle right now as far as in the United States concerned. I mean, Virgil Ortiz maybe has a chance. Emiliano Vargas maybe has a chance. And this kid, Malignacchi, has a chance.
I agree. And you don't count Benavidez as American?
No. Benavidez is made. He's made. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that I think that and he drew well. You know, I went to his fight against David Morrell in February at the T-Mobile Arena, sat when the VIP boxes. It was sold out, so he sold tickets the last time he fought in Vegas. So he doesn't have to go to Saudi Arabia. You know, I mean, he can sell tickets here in the United States. But as far as pound for pound is concerned, he's got to be one of the better fighters in the world, without a doubt.
Yep, and he's a crowd-pleasing fighter, and he's a champion, and maybe he'll become a star or a superstar.
Okay. I watched Abdullah Mason and Sam Noakes yesterday, and Sam Noakes is a kid from the U.K. God, he fought with his face, and his face looked terrible after 12 rounds. But Abdullah Mason, they thought this was going to be his coronation, per se. What's your analysis on him? Were you impressed?
I missed that fight.
Okay.
Because it was such a long card, I went out and had this walk and came back, and that fight was over.
Okay.
I had never heard of either one of them, by the way.
Okay. Speaking of walks, down there in Santa Monica, it's been, I mean, I wanted to come down to visit you. The weather's been going crazy here, Godfather. A couple of days, and it's raining raining to where you have to stop the car on the road.
Well, we need water, we need rain. And
I need to visit you.
And it went, and now we're supposed to have beautiful weather for the rest of the week.
Okay. I am headed to Chicago tomorrow to see Paul McCartney and a guy that I went to.
So you'd rather see McCartney than me, right?
Not really. I tried to put you at first. It's costing me $1,000 to see McCartney.
Look, I love Paul McCartney, and I'll let you come back and give me an analysis of his performance.
Well, I've seen him 3 or 4 times now. I remember, you know, I've seen both of his wives. This is a little weird, is that when he was leaving the Berkeley Theater one time in 1993, I was coming out the back way, I had a press pass, and there he was getting in his white limousine with Linda McCartney. That was really like, whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, and then another time at the Oakland Coliseum, after he got married to that girl that only had one leg, I saw her and him getting out of a limo at the arena. So that was a little weird, seeing both of them get out of the limo, getting around limos. That's my closest to a Beatle.
Well, you're used to spying on people, and there you go.
Oh. Last night, speaking of spying on somebody, last night I spied on a guy, and he had no idea he was being spied on, this and that, and, you know, he's going to be in trouble when he sees my affidavits, all that kind of good stuff. So what I'm trying to say is I'm bragging and boasting because last night was pretty good as far as the world of surveillance and private investigation. My world was current. It was pretty good.
Okay, so we had some good fights, and you had your good world.
We had the good fights, and I made good money afterwards.
Good for you.
And I do want to thank the – I was – bitching and moaning about the fights being on in the afternoon, but guess what? If the fights were on at night last night, I would have had to choose between work and the fights, and didn't want to make that decision. So, bottom line is, I got to do both.
Good.
Godfather, who do you think the face of boxing is? Is there anybody that's the face of boxing right now, do you think?
No.
Anybody close?
You don't know. Because you're talking about not just being a good or even a great fighter, but you're talking about somebody who has star power and the following. And I don't see anyone out there who, right now, who carries that mantle. Maybe Moses, what's his name?
Aitama.
If he's he coming, and but I don't know. I don't know. It's an open championship. I think the Japanese fighter,
Inoue,
that he, I think he carries that. But there's never been a fighter except Pacquiao from the Far East that's been able to do that. I think.
And you know what? Junto Nakatani, the WBC 118-pound champion, he's like 34-0 with like 22, 23 whacks, something like that. He's stepping up to 122 pounds. This is going to be the Battle of Japan. I would like to go over for that one. I really would. I would get on the plane.
Well, my thought is this is what television was invented for.
Yeah, but you know, you and I know there's, listen, we've been to some live events that people have never even dreamed of going to. Of course, the world of boxing has taken me to 34 countries. I can't be thankful enough for all the places I've been. But the bottom line is, so a lot of those places we went to, Godfather, they were great memories.
You're right, but I don't think I'm going to Japan to see his big fight.
Okay, no more. You were there for the biggest fight in the history of boxing, as far as Japan was concerned. Of course, the meltdown of Mike Tyson by James Buster Douglas in 1990, and I'll never forget the epic line. I keep repeating myself this sentence coming out of Jim Lampley's mouth: "Mike Tyson has been knocked out."
Well, you're exactly right, because that was a thing that all you had to do was announce what happened. And people didn't believe their eyes. And Jim was affirming what happened, and it was the perfect line.
Okay. Why, I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt or Jim Lampley or anybody else, but the television teams don't tell a story anymore. Lampley used to tell a story, and he would sort of tie things around, and then you guys would fill in the gaps and this and that. But I don't seem to have that. You've got like three or four guys just jockeying for airtime now. You see what I'm trying to say?
I do, but I don't want to publicly criticize anybody. They are there to describe the fight and only the fight. And they don't get into the personalities and the stories of the fighters. Maybe there are too many on a big card like that.
But that's why we had the pre-fight meetings. I remember I sat in a couple of HBO pre-fight meetings. You guys had sat there and talked with the combatants and had a good conversation with them, this and that. And so you guys basically knew the storyline. You knew how to write a storyline. But if you don't sit down with these guys beforehand and you just read their internet clips, you can't do it.
True that.
Yeah.
All right. And I particularly noticed that last night. Although, to give them their just due, there were so many fights. I don't know how you can have, 15 storylines on it. But you're right. They don't do that. They're there to just tell you how great this guy is or good this guy is or what the result of the fight is.
Godfather, boxing is self-explanatory for the most part. Ooh, a good right hand. Yes, we can see that.
Well, if you can tell a story of the right hand or if you can give it some dimension that's live and then you got it. I mean, Haney went out and knocked the guy who's a big
Brian puncher. Knocked Brian Norman down. He was impressive for the first 5-6 rounds. Without it. That really impressive.
So, so it goes, and it was an interesting and diverse fight card without a heavyweight fight there.
And there were no, and there was only a couple of chicks in the crowd. I want to wish you the best. Have a great, you know, I always look for women in the crowd. Anyway, I will see you soon. Have a great week, and all the best to you, Godfather. Have a great, I thank you so much for your time today, sir.
And back at you. Thanks, Pedro.
The retired HBO Godfather, Mr. Hall of Fame himself, Mr. Larry Merchant on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE, 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Mighty Tower of Power bringing us back from the break. Of course, you always check them out, towerofpower.com. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, you haven't heard in the past hour, David Benavidez continues to impress people. Of course, 31-0 now, 30-0, something like that. Bottom line is unbeaten. Of course, got dropped by David Morrell, an off-balance drop back in February of 2025. I was there at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, Nevada. Of course, he won going away on the scorecards. But at the end of the day, man, at the end of the day, he is the best fighter pound for pound in the world right now. He just is. He isn't as flashy as some guys, but he gets it done. I mean, he just gets it done. I mean, you can't imagine. He's 28 years old now. He won the WBC super middleweight title at the age of 20. age of 20 was a record as far as winning titles was concerned. Of course, Canelo Alvarez never fought him. They didn't mention that. Of course, Larry Merchant brought that up, but the TV people never mentioned it yesterday. Why didn't they mention it? How could they avoid that? But they did avoid it. Bottom line is, I think the TV guys that worked yesterday. Listen, I don't listen to a lot of the verbiage coming from these guys, the audio. I don't. I turn it down. Why? Because it's like diarrhea, boxing diarrhea. I don't want to hear that. I mean, I know when a good right hand lands. I know when a good left hook. You don't have to tell me, oh, good left hook. Really? Oh, really? I can see that. You don't have to. Boxing is self-explanatory. These guys, they think you're retards, and you're not retards. Straight up, you need to be told a story, Jim Lampley style. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number one of two is now in the books. Of course, hour number two coming up after the news. During the news, I will run some highlights of the Anthony Yarde, David Benavidez fight on Twitch.tv. So during the news, you can watch the highlights of the fight as I speak. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two after the news on Sports Byline.
I'm Mike Sempervive with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning. November 22nd marks the 45th anniversary of Sugar Ray Leonard's rematch against Roberto Duran in New Orleans, the fight which brought the phrase "no mas" into the sports vernacular. Because of the shape that boxing is in today, the event will likely be ignored completely in mainstream sports coverage, but it's a fight I can't let go. The two first fought in June 1980 in a bout for Leonard's World Welterweight title. That fight's lead-up saw lots of trash talk by Duran, often crude, and with some directed at Leonard's wife. On fight night, the insulted and angry Leonard tried to match machismo with Duran. He abandoned his movement in order to stand and trade, and got bullied for it. That night, Leonard lost a 15-round majority decision, his undefeated record, and his title, but worst of all, Duran had taken his pride. 5 months later, the rematch took place. A smashing success, a live crowd of 25,000 watched Leonard utilize a big 21-by-21-foot ring and fight his type of fight, scoring in flurries against an under-conditioned Duran. Most fans watched on delay by way of network TV and saw Leonard dancing clown as Duran grew angry and tired. Round 7 was one of the most memorable in modern boxing history, as Leonard's taunting was turned up to an 11 with bolo punches and mugging. When round 8 began, Duran, blaming stomach cramps, said he wanted no more and quit the fight. The bully got bullied. Whether he truly said no mas didn't matter, it would be Duran's lowest point. His heroic status in his country of Panama was turned into disgust. But by going through the hell that followed the fight, Duran eventually rose again like a phoenix. And for Leonard, that night was redemption for the battering he took the first time around. And it set the stage for another super fight against Thomas Hearns. And I'll never say no mas to celebrating that fight either. I'm Mike Sempervive with the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network 2-Minute Warning.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them, and for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year, and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you from the Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm pretty sure you know that, right? If you don't, I am your host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion, was nationally ranked, and I'm an award-winning boxing writer. So straight up, I cover a lot of ground in the world of boxing. But, you know, I'm not the average fan. Speaking of the average fan, is the average fan going to fight Jake Paul, going to want to watch Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua? Of course, they're supposed to do this on Miami and in Miami on Netflix. Both guys are going to get reported a guaranteed $50 million. Holy cow. I mean, that would be like me fighting a midget or a jockey or something like that. I mean, it would be like fighting somebody with one hand or maybe a girl that couldn't fight or something like that. That's what Jake Paul is. That's what Jake Paul is. Jake Paul's a fraud, a 14-carat fraud. There's just no doubt. I mean, I can go on and on. The bottom line is he couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. He just couldn't fight. He can't fight, okay? He says he can fight. He tells people he can fight, the same, but he can't fight. I mean, you want to – he builds himself up on YouTube, and I don't know how he did it, but the bottom line is he gets millions of people to watch his fights, and they're not really fights. Of course, he fights guys like – well, Bailey's better than a lot of guys he's fought. Fought guys like, well, I'm better than a lot of guys he's fought. What I'm trying to say is he's fought a lot of bums. And of course, there was one fight with Julio Cesar Chavez Jr., of course, son of the Mexican boxing legend, that was fixed, in my opinion. It was fixed. Chavez never threw a bad punch. Of course, Chavez was controlled by the Sinaloa cartel, the cocaine cartel out of Mexico. Of course, his father used to do a lot of blow. In fact, at one point in time, his father said that he did so much cocaine that he used to lock himself away for a week at a time doing blow in his room. Just lock himself in his room. They would put his food outside of his door. Kid you not, that's the way Julio Cesar Chavez hung back in the day. He was hooked on blow. Get hooked on blow, things happen. Guy, what was it? Who was it said? Cocaine's a hell of a drug? Yeah, it is. Straight up, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. About 40 minutes past there, we'll go back in time, spend some time with my main man, the best welterweight in the history of boxing, maybe the best fighter pound for pound. Talk about Ray Charles Leonard. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide coming to you from Sports Byline. Bailey Peck's in the studio taking care. I'm stuttering and mumbling. Bailey, take care of it.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're gonna leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. Sportsbettingclaim.com.
Blue sky.
Some people think nature is like this, but actually, it's like this. Mother Nature's not all sunshine and rainbows. Nature can be hotter than a sauna and colder than an Arctic skinny dip. That's why Columbia engineers everything we make for anything nature can throw at you. Columbia, engineered for whatever.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Everybody you name are with me for money and for what they can get. I don't have no friends. I wrote a poem that says, friendship is a priceless gift that cannot be bought nor sold, but its value is far greater than a mountain made of gold. For gold is cold and lifeless. It can neither see nor hear. And in time of trouble, it is powerless to cheer. Gold, it has no ears to listen, no heart to understand. It cannot not bring you comfort or reach out a helping hand. So when you ask God for a gift, be thankful if he sends, not diamonds, pearls, or riches, but the love of real, true friends. See, friends are very rare.
Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Hour number two, of course, is the two-hour edition of the Sunday show. Started at 11 a.m. Pacific time, or 2 p.m. Eastern, or 8 o'clock in Honolulu, Hawaii. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. When I say worldwide, I mean, of course, live worldwide on the internet in like almost 200 countries. What can I say? I remember when we first started the internet back in 1994, they said to me, the Talk America Radio Network sent me this big long thing, says, we're going on the internet. I knew what the internet was, but we're going on the internet. Okay, we're going on the internet. Well, we've been on the internet since, straight up. All kinds of different platforms here, the American Forces Network, iHeartRadio. I keep going and going. Bottom line is, we got like 17 different platforms, but at the end of the day, we get it done here at Sports Byline. Straight up, last night, of course, on top, David Benavidez, the world's light heavyweight champion. Everybody says, well, Dmitry Bivol's a light heavyweight champion, Pedro, isn't he? Of course, he beat Artur Beterbiev after they had that controversial first fight, but the bottom line is, you know, let's be honest, Bivol ran. Bivol got out of the ring. Bivol went two rounds with David Benavidez and decided he had enough. I don't want no more. He got out the ring. He didn't say, I mean, that was it. They sparred. And David ran him out of the ring. He beat him up so bad that at the end of the second round, Bivol got out of the ring. Physically got out of the ring. In other words, I got out of the ring. I'll say it again. In other words, it wasn't like, you know, there's another sparring partner, you're going to bring another guy in. No, no, no. He got out of the ring. Dmitry Bivol, not the gutsiest guy in the entire world. Doesn't fight too gutsy. Of course, he beat Canelo Alvarez, and that's his claim to fame. But outside of that, I'm not a big fan of Dmitry Bivol. I think he's a bit boring. But David Benavidez, of course, undefeated now, without a doubt. Man, I think the pound-for-pound monster is as far as all boxing is concerned. I mean, come on, man. How can you not give it to him? 20 years old, he wins the WBC super middleweight title. That was 8 years ago. Nobody's wanted to fight him for 8 years. I mean, Bailey doesn't want to fight him. I don't want to fight him. I mean, Canelo definitely don't want to fight him. So what can I say? I mean, Canelo ran for him for like 3 or 4 years. And then last night, the TV team of all those bozos on DAZN, they never mentioned that once. Like Paulie Malignaggi said, and I'll mention Paulie a little bit later. Of course, Paulie's going blind or gone blind or is blind in one eye or something like that. But, you know, when you look at the current state of boxing right now and you look at the fights that took place last night, okay, David Benavidez made a statement. He made a statement. He said, listen, I'm the best fighter in the world. I believe I'm the best fighter in the world. Watch me. Watch me go out here and perform and see what I do. And if you think I am the best, if you think I perform well and I am the best fighter in the world, give me my props. And I think he deserves his props. Of course, Mike Tyson and I are the only two guys who have been screaming about that for like 4 or 5 years now. We think he's the best. We just do. I mean, nobody has come close to beating him. David Morrell knocked him down, but that was an off-balance knockdown. I was there in February of this year, 2025, the T-Mobile Arena. But outside of that, he's been pretty flawless. Okay, and nobody wants to fight him. Nobody wants to fight. Bivol, he pulled out. Okay, gave up the WBA titles. I don't want this belt. Take it. Anyway, gives up the belt, his trinket, 175-pound trinket, gives that up. But then again, Ring Magazine still recognizes him as the premier light heavyweight in the world. In other words, he ducks Benavidez. He gives up his title, gives up the WBA belt to not fight Benavidez. And Ring Magazine still has the audacity or the balls or the stupidity or whatever you want to call it, journalistic non-integrity, to say that Bivol is the best light heavyweight in the world. When Bivol pulled out of a fight with this guy, he didn't want to fight him, and he's the best light heavyweight in the world? Come on, man. Ring Magazine, of course, has been bought by the Saudis. Oscar De La Hoya owned it for a while. Ring Magazine is going to go back to, I was told they're going to go back to magazine and hard copies. Of course, I remember writing for them back in the day. I remember one time, check this out. The old editor of the Ring Magazine was Burt Sugar, really cool dude. But Burt didn't pay people. Burt burned people out a lot of money, okay? Nah, he didn't burn people, but he was late on paying, okay? He was late on paying. So, you know, Jack Fisk, Jacob Finkelstein of the San Francisco Chronicle, may he rest in peace, the 40-year boxing writer for the Chronicle, Hall of Fame writer, no doubt about that. And my the guy I named my daughter after, of course. But Jack took things to a different level. Jack just took things to a different level. He did. I remember one point in time, Jack says to me, you know, you can't question a referee. I said, what do you mean you can't question a referee? You can't do that. Yes, this is what the media is all about. You got to question referees. He goes, well, I went up to a referee during a fight in which a guy died a little bit later, like a minute and a half later, a guy died. And when I went back to my seat, Jack Fisk told me, hey, yo, it was wrong. You were out of line doing that. Out of line doing what? I was trying to save this kid. I was trying to save somebody's life here, Jack. He's going to die. You just don't realize that. And a minute and a half later, Rico Velasquez was dead. Dead. David Gonzalez killed him in a ring. Of course, it was a referee. I thought, the referee played a big role that night, man. He just did. I mean, referees are in. Last night we had some good referees, but for the most part, referees need to be worked on. They need training. They need to be talented as far as boxing is concerned and ethics are concerned. Of course, in some guys, you know, some of the boxing referees have been accused of pulling shenanigans. Some of the UFC referees have been accused of pulling shenanigans. Of course, Ryan Herzog, of course, the latest UFC official that's been thrown on the carpet for saying that he had fixed a fight involving Henry Cejudo a few months back. But I got to tell you like this, fixing fights is easy when you're not paying guys decent money. That's what it is. I mean, you don't see too many guys getting bribed in boxing. Not if they're getting $1 million, $300,000 or $400,000. They're not going to, the chance to bribe them, it's not there. But if you're only making 20 grand and you don't know whether you're 20, this is 20 grand. In other words, I'm Dana's fighter. I'm fighting for $20,000 a night. If I win, I get $40,000. If I don't, I get $20,000. What is that supposed to mean? I mean, what is that supposed to mean? So 20 grand. So if I lose this fight, it's 20 grand. And I have another fight, it's 20 grand. $40,000 doesn't pay for a year? A year of fighting? That's what you're going to get, $40,000? You're supposed to be able to make a living off of that? Listen, the corporate picture that Dana White's trying to paint with this the revision of the Muhammad Ali Professional Boxing Act, they call it the Muhammad Ali Boxing Restoral Act or something like that. And I still can't believe that Lani Ali, talk about Muhammad Ali's wife, hasn't been all over this. I mean, I can't believe it. I mean, they're taking her husband's name and trashing it. They're trashing it, and they're trashing the sport of boxing at the same time because they're trying to make it a corporate thing. See, that's what the UFC is a corporation. it's all about the UFC. It's not about the champions. I mean, come on. I mean, Francis Ngannou proved that, right? Of course, the UFC heavyweight champion decided, you know what? Stick your title up your butt. I'm leaving. He left. He went and fought a couple boxing matches, made $20 million. The most he made in the UFC was $500,000. And then he got a 50. Oh, and then Masa Dana, you know, of the UFC plantation, the master, he gave him a $50,000 bonus. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. And you know what? Regardless of what Dana says, fighters don't share in the pay-per-view. They don't. I've talked to them. They don't share in the pay-per-view. These guys that are fighting for 20 grand, fight for 20 grand. And that's it. And when you take that 20 grand, think about this. You're fighting a three-round fight for 20 grand. You're going out there. There's a good chance, you know, you're going to get beat up. I mean, very rarely do you go through these fights like with ease. You just don't. MMA fights are not easy, okay? They're just not. Even if you get an easy opponent, he's going to make you work for it, okay? So you get beat up in training, you get beat up in a fight. But if you get beat up in training and you get hurt, the UFC doesn't cover you. They don't. What kind of crap is that? I mean, what is that, man? I'm working for you. I'm training for your event. And you're trying to tell me that if I get hurt, I don't get paid anything. I don't get any compensation at all. What kind of spit is that? Spit with an age. You know what I'm talking about. Dana White. Dana White privilege. There's no doubt about that. Come on, man. The guy fights, trains his ass off for 6 or 8 weeks and gets hurt the last couple of days in training. He's got a decision to make. Either I fight hurt and I lose on purpose because I'm not 100%, or I cancel the fight. And Dana gets pissed off and blackballs me. That's the way it is. Dana White will blackball you. Dana White is the most... I don't want to say that. I don't want to get sued. I don't, okay? But I've known the guy. I've had contacts with him. I told you about that contract I had with him back when the UFC 35 was going on, things like that. And it was a one-year contract for $48,000 for $4,000 a month. He came to me after 3 months. He said, hey, let's revise the contract. So we'll have contract talks. So I'm not used to revising contracts, but I'll listen to what you have to say, okay? So anyway, he calls me a few days later. He goes, yeah, we're cutting the contract from $4,000 to $1,000. From 4,000 to 1,000. I say, what? Come on, 4,000 to 1,000? I mean, I could have maybe take 25% off, something like that, maybe 20%. You know, but 75%, you want to cut it 75%? Yeah, and I'll give it to you for life. This is what Dana said to me. I'll give it to you for life. I said, the $1,000 for life? He goes, yeah. I said, will you put that in writing? He goes, Pedro, you don't believe me? That's what kind of duty is. That's what kind of duty is. So if you think that I had problems dealing with him, imagine if your whole livelihood is involved with Dana White and you have to go basically do what he says. If you don't do what he says, things happen to you. They just do. I mean, that Henry Cejudo fight when he got poked in the eye by that Chinese fighter, of course, the UFC is trying to bring China into the UFC play because they got a billion people over there. They can make all kinds of money. They know that. Of course, they've had fights in China and Macau as well. Talk about the UFC, and they want this Chinese market. So this Chinese fighter was taking on Henry Cejudo, the former two-division champion, and Henry Cejudo got poked in the eye, and the poke was so bad that Henry said, I can't see, I can't see, I can't see. And he kept telling the referee, Herzog, whatever his name is, he kept telling him, hey, man, I can't see, I can't see. And the referee let the fight go on. If the fighter's telling you can't see, who in the hell are you to overrule him and let the fight continue? I mean, is that a responsible official in your mind? No, but in the UFC's mind, it is because, see, they wanted the Chinese guy to win so bad. They wanted to win so bad, it was unbelievable. So what they did was they pushed a fight into the fourth round. Once it went into the fourth round, it was official. It was a five-round fight. It went three rounds. Once it went into the fourth round, once the fourth-round bell rang, it was official. What happened then? He ended up stopping the fight because Henry Cejudo couldn't see. So what I'm trying to tell you is there's some fixes in the UFC. And I think that the UFC, in my opinion, there's been some fixes in the UFC. The one that took place a couple of weeks ago where the guy bet millions of dollars on him being knocked out in the first round, and he got knocked out in the first round. Of course, Dana went to him allegedly before the fight and said, listen, there's a lot of money coming in on you. We think we're going to pull some scam here. He goes, no, I'm not going to pull any type of scam. I'll be okay. I'm going to kill this guy. And he went out there and laid down in the first round. Of course, that was the same fight where Daniel Cormier, of course, a former light heavyweight champion of the UFC, he's saying, hey, man, what's going on? Why isn't this guy trying to defend himself? Why is he trying to? Because he was in the bag. He was in the bag. He was going out in the first round. And think about this. If you had 20 grand and you bet against yourself, you're going to make some money. I mean, right? You're going to make some money. I mean, that's basically, I think, what these guys are forced into doing. Even have to bet against themselves or bet props and this and that. The fight won't end in the third round or the fourth round, something like that. In other words, the guys have got to cheat in order to make money. Unfortunately, that's the way Dana's got it, this corporate world. And now he wants to make the crossover in the world of boxing. Stay in MMA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Ah! I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time.
800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Thank you, Todd. Congratulations. Was this what you expected?
That's definitely what I expected. When I signed the fight with Anthony Yard, I said, oh, man, this is going to be a war. And then this is what I dreamt about. You know what I mean? Both of us going to war. I think it started, he cut me like a round six. I said, you want to shoot out? Let's go for it then. And you see what I did. We stepped into Monstro's world, and he got KO'd.
Well, there was a tiny cut, but it didn't affect you in any way. How would you grade your performance?
I grade it B+. You know, I'm not going to lie. I think I could have did a little bit of stuff better, but there's always room for improvement. But people wanted to see the knockout. They said I couldn't stop this guy. I had no power 175, and you know what I mean? I made it look easier than I would say Kovalev and Beterbiev.
You just picked up your 25th win by way of knockout. How does that sound in your head?
Feels amazing. You know what I mean? It feels like I'm really happy with this, and I just want to keep training hard, but I got some news for you guys. May 2nd, me versus Surdo Ramirez. I'm going up to cruiserweight to challenge for his title, so
let's
I'm
go!
Excited for that.
Well, there you go. There's your answer right there. May 5th, you're celebrating La Batalla de Puebla, celebrating against another Mexican. How do you see that happening, obviously, and where?
I think it might be in Las Vegas, you know, for my people. I wanted to go back to Vegas. You know, first of all, I want to thank everybody from Saudi Arabia, Turkey, Al Sheikh, all the beautiful people of Riyadh. Thank you guys so much, man. You guys made the sacrifice to stay up till 6 a.m. to watch me fight, so I appreciate every single one of you.
And you're back Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo. I'll see you guys soon. Le quiero decir gracias a toda mi raza de Ecuador, toda mi raza de México. Toda la raza de Estados Unidos, los quiero mucho. Y ya vamos a regresar a Las Vegas, mayo segundo.
Bueno, muchas gracias, felicidades. Thank you very much, congratulations.
Thank you, everybody.
Let's go! Fighter in all of boxing, in my mind, no doubt about that. best fighter in my mind in all of boxing. I'm talking about David Benavidez. No doubt about that. Of course, he was a 12-1 favorite, and probably deserved to be that. Bottom line is, I was looking at the odds, of course, for Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua. Anthony Joshua is a former heavyweight champion, of course, an Olympic gold medalist from 2012. I mean, I really thought Anthony Joshua was the second coming of a boxing god. He never turned out to be that way because he didn't take a punch all that well. Of course, he lost to Tyson Fury, he lost to Oleg Usyk. Bottom line is, not much of a fighter on my mind. At times. In other words, he's had concentration issues. Of course, his chin is not all that good. But then again, his chin's good. He's taking heavyweight shots. When I say his chin's not all that good is he gets hit with shots he doesn't see. And of course, when I got hit with shots I didn't see, I got knocked down. So that's just the way it goes. At the end of the day, you know, there's the shots that you don't see that knock you down, that hurt you, and of course leave you like, what happened? What happened? Anyway, I think that's going to happen to Jake Paul if he fights Anthony Joshua, if this is real. According to the oddsmakers, it's a 13-1 fight right now. Of course, it opened at 15-1. It dropped to 13-1. Of course, Jake Paul is a plus 690 underdog, plus a 7-1 underdog, while Joshua is a 13-1 favorite. I don't know about that fight, folks. Do you think this is going to be a real fight? Because I think the clash with Mike Tyson, I thought that was a fix. I mean, I just thought that was choreographed. I thought it was like Mike Tyson had all kinds of opportunities there to hit Jake Paul cleanly, either to the body or the head, and he decided not to. He was just following him around like a dog on a leash. So I was a little suspect at Mike Tyson's overall drive. I didn't think he was trying. Anyway, straight up, I have to put it to you like that. David Benavidez is going to take on Zerto Ramirez. That's going to be May 2nd in Las Vegas. Zerto Ramirez, of course, is the world cruiserweight champion. 200 pounds, guy that held a light heavyweight crown at one point in time, 48-1, 38 KOs. Of course, the only fight he's ever lost was to Dmitry Bivol. That was a 12-round decision. Of course, that was back in 2022. Speaking of Bivol, as I said, he ducked Benavidez, man. I mean, how can you listen when it's on film and you get lit up on film? You lit up on film sparring, right? And you get your ass whooped, this and that, and then you end up don't want to fight the guy, and then they put the film up on the internet. This is why you don't want to fight the guy. You get your ass whooped. I think that's embarrassing. I just think it's embarrassing. But straight up, Dmitry Bivol is not my favorite guy fighter. Just doesn't entertain. Of course, he beat Canelo Alvarez, and I thought that was sort of cool. But he sort of beat him very unentertainingly. I mean, it wasn't an entertaining fight at all. It just wasn't anything involving Bivol, even those Beterbiev fights, I wouldn't want to see them again. I mean, you seen a car wreck the first time? No, I don't want to see it the second time, not even the third time. Anyway, Zerto Ramirez, 48-1, the 200-pound world cruiserweight champion. Of course, he will probably come in the ring at about 215, 220 pounds. David Benavidez, a guy that's been walking around at 200 pounds for a long, long time, so it's not a problem for him as far as making the weight's concerned. But I got to tell you, when you step up in weight, there's always a chance that you've bitten off too much. I mean, if you bite off too much, you don't know it, because you don't know it until it happens. Believe me, I know. I stepped to the 147 from 139 pounds, the junior welterweight limit. I was kicking everybody's ass at 139. I'm just annihilating people. I was mowing people down like a lawnmower, okay? And then I stepped up to 147, and I got humbled. Because the size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. And believe me, that was humbling, no doubt about that. But Jake Paul and Anthony Joshua, I don't know how to accept that. I don't know how to take it. I really don't. I mean, I just don't. Nonito Nair is back in the news. He's going to be fighting. Looks like he's going to be fighting in December as well. Why won't he give it up? He's like 40 years old. Give it up, man. Time to walk away. Tim Zhu's coming back in December as well. He's going to take on Anthony Velasquez. That's going to be down under. Of course, he has a -1450 favorite on that. Nonito Nair is taking on Saya Tasumi, and Tasumi is a 3-1 favorite over the 41-year-old Nonito Nair. Of course, the Filipino Flash, I've had him on the show in the past. He knocked out Victor Arcinian about 2007. That was his highlight reel, without a doubt. There's been other fights, but that was a highlight reel, without a doubt, knocking out Victor Arcinian. In fact, Vic was so knocked out that when they interviewed Vic after the fight, you don't interview guys after they've been knocked out. You don't. Okay, or if they've been running, you don't. Because Vic said, what are you talking about, knocked out? I wasn't even knocked down. What are you talking about? I wasn't knocked out. He didn't remember it, but that's the way it went down. Anyway, Tim Zhu, not my favorite guy, but he's a guy that's been mishandled, mismanaged. His management team, of course, they failed him in the fast Sebastian Fedora fight when he was cut on the forehead or on top of the head, and it was an artery cut, and they couldn't stop it with a cut, man, so they should have went to the corner, should have went to the doctor. So listen, this cut's unstoppable. Let's stop this fight right now. Okay, and they could have stopped it right then and there. The fight would have been ruled a no contest, and Tim Zhu would still be undefeated. He would have got another chance at Sebastian Fedora in a rematch. Well, let me tell you, Sebastian Fedora, he's 6'5". People say he cheats to make 154. Why? If he can make the weight, you make the weight. If you make 154, you make 154. But the bottom line, he is 6'5", and the beatings he puts on you are like a little bit weird, because you know you think this tall, gangly guy is going to be like boxing you to death. He'll fight you on the inside. He will fight you. He's not afraid of anything. So I give him props. And his sister is the world flyweight champion as far as females are concerned. So the Fedora family's got it going on, no doubt about that. Straight up, you're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of boxing and MMA. I'm going to water the plant a little bit here. At 40 minutes past the hour, we're going to bring in Ray Leonard, Ray Charles Leonard. Me and him sitting down in 1989. We're in Palm Springs, West Palm Beach, Florida. He's training for Tommy Hearns. I've been with him for about 12 days, almost 2 weeks. And of course, he's run me into the ground every time we went out and ran. He makes fun of me running and this kind of stuff. But you know what? I was only the one of the few media guys that would run with him. The other guys wouldn't even think about it. They weren't in that kind of shape. So I remember running with Ray for 2.5 miles. I was kicking his ass, but I was right with him, right? And then that last mile, he just disappeared. He went over a mountain. He went over a hill, and the truck that was making sure we don't get run over by cars, truck left me and went with Ray. I was left all alone. Bottom line is I could have got run over if there were any cars on the road that day, but there weren't. Man, that was 1989. Hard to think it was that long. Of course, Ray Charles Leonard now, a distinguished broadcaster, a distinguished entrepreneur. I mean, everything he's touched turned to gold. I mean, when he hooked up with Mike Trainer was the attorney out of Landover, Maryland. Mike Trainer decided he was going to make Ray Leonard his own guy. What I mean by that is Ray Leonard had a management team or a bunch of sponsors that put together some syndicate, put together money to sponsor him. And then after he got a few bucks, he bought all those guys out. So he owned himself. Mike Trainer came up with this idea. Of course, Mike Trainer, they call him Top Cat, and he was one of the most ruthless negotiators in the history of boxing. But he's the one that set Ray Leonard up as far as his lifetime annuities are concerned, all that kind of good stuff. I mean, man, top guy. I think he's still going. Of course, an attorney back there in Maryland, but he was just an amazing guy. And of course, he took the boxing world by the balls and said, you know, you're going to do things my way. And the boxing world didn't want to do things his way. But guess what? They ended up doing the things his way. Of course, he promoted that first fight in Landover with Ray Leonard selling at that local arena. And of course, it was on ABC, and he was selling Coke commercials and doing commercials with his first wife Juanita. Of course, the father of Ray Charles Leonard Jr. And I want to say this: that today is Ray Charles Leonard Jr.'s birthday. Did I make that right? Yeah. Ray Charles Leonard, the father, the welterweight champion. He was named after Ray Charles, the singer. Of course, then Ray Charles Leonard Jr. Oh, man, you know what I'm trying to say. Bottom line is, happy birthday. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'll introduce the Leonard piece and we'll hear it.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, vacation lovers, it's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Straight up, we go back in time. September 1981. Ray Charles, Leonard, of course, the once-beaten welterweight champion at that point in time, lost to Roberto Duran in 1980. Of course, rematched Duran in the No Moss fight November 25th, 1980, and lost in the eighth round did Duran, of course. But this is the fight. The fight between the two welterweight champions, the WBA champion, Tommy Hearns, undefeated, all them knockouts, killing people left and right, of course, and then Ray Charles Leonard. The two guys were about to clash. This is for the World Welterweight Championship. Ray Leonard and I are training in West Palm Beach, Florida. Let's roll the tape.
Ray, 19 years boxing now, an Olympic gold medalist, 5 world titles. What more is there for you to attain?
Well, Pedro, for me, I just like to do what I want to do. You know, for me, boxing has been such an integral part of my life. Opening doors, creating better avenues for me and other people. And as long as I still can do it, you know, I say, why not? I don't complain about getting up in the mornings to do road work. You've ran with me a number of times, and I enjoy the competition. This is a part of my life, and for as long as I can do it.
You're 33 years old, but because of your layoff, and you were off for a couple years, how old is Ray Leonard's body physically?
Well, you know, I never put an age on my body because I think once I do that, I limited myself to the duration of time I have left in the ring. I put no relevance to how old I am. I think it's just a matter of how I feel. I think it's a matter of what I exhibit in the ring and outside the ring. That pretty much equates my age.
The hunger is still there?
The hunger is always there. People fail to realize that I love to win. I love the challenge. I thrive on winning. I thrive on victory. And if that wasn't the case, I wouldn't be in here working out as hard as I do. I wouldn't be taking my body through rigorous workouts, training, road work, dealing with the media, the scrutiny of exploitation. I wouldn't deal with that.
If Little Ray or Bobo, you've got two boys now. Ray, Little Ray is not little anymore. He wears your clothes or you wear his?
Well, I wear his. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I don't wear his clothes anymore. I think he's a large. I'm still a medium.
Okay, what if Little Ray or Bobo wanted to box? Would you approve of that?
You know, that's a very interesting question. If he really wanted to, but I also would make him realize the comparison would be too much. You're talking about peer pressure for young people. That's an enormous amount of pressure because of the comparison to his old man. I wouldn't want to see that happen. And thank God Little Ray has his own mind. He's more musically inclined. He loves athletics. He more so wants to play basketball and football.
What about Bobo? He's quite a character.
If anything, Bobo, Jarrell, I don't know. He's very precocious. I think he has the ambition and the talent to be a politician.
Ray, if either of them had a damaged retina and had it repaired, how would you feel about letting them box again?
You know, Pedro, that is too hypothetical to even say because, you know, being a parent, naturally you fear the risk factor. But I think in order for my son to be happy, he has to do what he wants to do. If it's productive, you know, people say, well, Ray, it's inexplicable that you returned to the ring. You suffered an injury, a very serious injury. But I think we must appreciate medical technology, the advancement, arthroscopic surgery. You have a lot of people, a lot of athletes that suffer the same injury, football, baseball, soccer, every type of physical contact sport. But because of who I am, because of the individualism of my particular sport, I am pretty much singled out.
You told me before that you're an amateur ophthalmologist.
I think I am, because from personal experience, personal evaluation, I think being a spokesman, I think I've been able to understand the anatomy of retinal surgery.
In your own words, you've created your own destiny. You've through free agency. How did that start?
Well, I've watched great fighters in the past without naming them, and I've always said, you know, what happens afterwards? Because I've always hated the term boy, although a lot of people don't mean it the way they say it, but I think it's the tone of voice that you use, or my fighter. And, you know, and my fighter is boxing terminology of saying, you know, I represent this young man. But sometimes I have problems saying, that's my fighter. You know, that's who I represent. And I never wanted to want to say, that's my fighter, because I'm no one fighter but my own.
Is Andrew Maynard your fighter?
Andrew Maynard is my client. He is my protege. You know, sometimes we have a tendency to stumble and say, my fighter. But I think it's what's from the heart that people are able to perceive what you really mean.
Okay, Maynard is an Olympic gold medalist. You've got another kid down here, a Canadian named Dan Sherry. He's looking pretty promising.
Well, Dan Sherry, you know, he's a young man that I also have high hopes. And there are people that say, well, these guys are just ordinary fighters. Well, with the exception of Andrew because of his Olympic exposure. But one thing about it, if anything, I prefer to have a young man that is self-motivated, that has self-discipline, that's productive, that's clean-cut, as opposed to having a guy that's world-beater. Because the guys that I have are very decent young men.
You've easily almost made $100 million in the ring. Where will it stop? You're taking it one fight at a time, am I right?
One fight at a time. You hit it right on the head. One fight at a time. People say, well, Ray don't know when he quit. His ego and his arrogance and this and that makes him continue. That's right. That's what makes me who I am. Because if you didn't have confidence in yourself, you can't make it in this world. Let it be business or athletics. You got to have some type of confidence.
Okay, let's talk about the rematch with the Hitman from Detroit, Thomas Hearns. We're about a week away now. How do you feel about this fight? This is the first time that you've fought in the guy again that you've already beaten.
I feel great. You know, I've been working on a variation of styles with variation of opponents and challengers. I hate calling them sparring partners sometimes. But the young men that I work with are fast. And I feel this way, that they are so tenacious in so many rounds that if I can contend with them, I can contend with anybody. I'm looking forward to a big fight with Tommy Hearns. I am prepared for whatever he should do. I've worked on balance. I've worked on peripheral vision. I've worked on counterpunching. I've worked on strong punches, body shots. You know, the other day, all body shots. One day, I work on defense, offense. I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, I watched it the other day. In case, when Hearns gets hurt, he has a habit of grabbing. I mean, like Hulk Hogan, headlocks, hammer locks, the works. I watched you physically push your sparring partners off. I mean, physically, you were rough.
Well, that would be the case, too, because I've watched him with James Kitchen, and the way he grabbed Kitchen, if anything, you know, Tommy Hearns held on for dear life. It was ugly, but it was survival. But I'm ready for whatever he should do.
Okay, Tommy says that you're shot. He says that you say that he's shot. He says that you're shot. Is the biggest fight in the history of boxing a battle between two shot warriors?
I don't necessarily feel that I'm shot, and I don't particularly agree that Tommy's shot. I think Thomas has some problems in the past and in his previous performances, but total shot, no. He still wins. He's perseverance.
So how does Ray Leonard see the fight? June 12th, the bell's about to ring, Ray.
It depends on how Tommy approaches the fight. You know, speculations that he's going to try to outbox me, he can't do that. I don't care how much he rides a bicycle. As far as trying to knock me out with one punch, I've been hit by a light heavyweight, you know, so the punch is not a factor. If anything, if you had asked me this question 3.5 months ago and I wasn't training, then I have a problem. I don't have a problem with Tommy Hearns.
You told me that to tell Tommy, I quoted you in Flash magazine, is knocking me out is not a reality.
It's not a reality. You know, Tommy Hearns, he's living this world that he's still the Hitman. He should get away from that nickname. That nickname doesn't fit anymore.
The last couple of fights, he's resembled the Hurt Man.
Well, he's been more so on the receiving end of the pitcher now. So if anything, I'm going there to win. I don't care what happens, I'm going there to win.
Okay, Ray, let's talk about who's your arch enemy, Roberto Duran. He's still around.
He's not my arch enemy. You know, he's not.
Ray, you haven't talked to Duran lately.
To be honest with you, I hate this. I can't say it on television. No, I don't mean, we have verbal confrontations and we say things about each other. I think that's the nature of the sport. But there is no direct animosity towards Duran. I respect Duran from what he's achieved in boxing because naturally he's contributed to the sport of boxing and he's brought more attention. If anything, if we should meet, the best man is going to win.
Did he cheat you out of your just desserts when he quit on you in the eighth round?
I don't think he cheated me out of anything. I don't know why people feel that way. If anything, he cheated himself out of being claimed the greatest. Okay.
Duran, Leonard, Nunn, I mean, there's a chance you're going to fight all these guys. First of all, let's talk about Michael Nunn. We had that confrontation that Pedro instigated in Las Vegas when we were out there on the floor, and I said you came off tonight. You were perceived on HBO as being fearful of Michael Nunn. Let's get the record straight. Are you scared of Michael Nunn?
When you asked me, Pedro, I was on the dance floor at Botany's. I was dancing. I didn't think about Michael Nunn. But if anything, I think Michael Nunn is really a great fighter and a great champ. He represents the championship very well. He's not a great fighter yet. That's too premature. Because just tell you how people feel. All of a sudden now, Michael Nunn was a guy that couldn't pack a punch, a guy that was a boring fighter. All of a sudden now, he knocks out Colin Bay. He the greatest thing since mom's apple pie. I mean, they should really stick to what they're saying. Before I became great, or if they consider me great, I had to beat Hearns, Duran, Hagler. I don't believe in greatness. There was only a few great fighters. There was Ali, Sugar Ray Robinson, Joe Louis, and Rocky Marciano.
Okay. Any closing comments?
I can't wait to June 12th.
Good enough, sir. Good luck to you.
Thank you, Pedro. You gonna run tomorrow?
I'll be running. You gonna run tomorrow morning?
Yeah, 5:30.
Sunday. I'm leaving tomorrow at 10. I'll run with you tomorrow morning.
Okay, babe.
Sugar Ray Leonard. Ray Charles Leonard, May 1989, West Palm Beach, Florida. Of course, the training camp for Tommy Aarons and the rematch. Of course, the rematch would take place in June. Ray would end up being a draw, but Ray would later admit that Tommy beat him. There was no doubt in Ray's mind that he lost that fight. Of course, he got dropped a couple of times. Referee Richard Steele was a bit charitable towards Ray Leonard, put it that way. The scores were, of course, 113-112. That was Ray Leonard's score for Tommy Kazmarek. Jerry Roth had it 113-112 for Tommy Hearns. And Dolby Shirley, good old Dolby, had it 112-112. Of course, Dolby Shirley, probably one of the most corrupt judges, in my opinion, in Las Vegas history. I mean, I thought about all the stuff that he did, all the fights. And he only said that he only admitted to one mistake, the Vito Adafermo Marvin Hagler fight, the first time when he gave that fight to Vito. How could he give that fight to Vito? Marvin licked him like a stamp. I mean, just beat on him. If they'd have been gay or in a relationship, it would have been domestic violence. He'd been arrested walking out the ring that night. But what happened? Dolby Shirley scored it for Vito Adafermo. I have no idea. Of course, Dolby, that's the only fight that Dolby's ever said that he messed up, but he messed up Eric Morales' fights. He messed up a lot of fights. In fact, I think he was purposely put in a position to screw things up. I just do. I mean, there's no other way. Come on. Unless he had pictures of somebody in the athletic commission, because he wasn't a good judge. He was involved in all these controversial decisions. I don't know, the Morales fight, the Barrera fight, go on and on. It was like 15 or 20 fights where he said, how could Dolby come up with that score? But Dolby came up with that score because Dolby was part of the boxing establishment in Las Vegas, and he was able to get over. But at the end of the day, I thought he was a terrible judge. Let's go to an early break. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. On the other side of the break, we'll talk about the passing of somebody. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call.
Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I wanted to do radio back about 40 years ago. And I went to a guy, I said, listen, I want to do this radio show. These guys got me on the radio in Florida, and I want to do my own show. I mean, I'm doing this show when they're calling it Ring Talk. I want to do this. I want to do my own show with Ring Talk. The guy I was talking to, well, none other than San Jose insurance magnate and boxing promoter Joe Gilardi. Now, Joe Gilardi said to me, what makes you think you can do radio, Pedro? Blah, blah, blah. We go back and forth. He gives me $4,000. He says, go out and start your show. Go, blah, blah, blah. So I started on KESC. That was in like 1989. Of course, we had been on the air for a few years with Charles Jay doing Ring Talk. We started our own edition of Ring Talk on KESC. Of course, that was during between the an all-Filipino show and an all-Christian show. So when the Christian show was over, my show would come on, right? And the Christian, oh, man, they used to, poor Christian people, he's got all kinds of heat from the boxing fans. But the bottom line is, he was the one that gave me the money to start Ring Talk Live Worldwide. I'm talking about Joe Gilardi, okay? He passed away, an insurance magnate. He was a California baseball president of the league, for many, many years. He owned minor league baseball teams and all that kind of good stuff and promoted fights around here for like 35 years in J&J Sports. But I want to say this. To me, he was the godfather. He really took care of me. We had a fight at a closed circuit fight, the last closed circuit television fight, June of 1996, Julio Cesar Chavez and Oscar De La Hoya. That was going to be, I rented a theater down in San Bruno. It was a six screen theater, and I sold it out. Of course, and who took care of me on that one? Joe Gilardi. Joe Gilardi was the king of closed circuit television, which was a precursor to pay-per-view boxing. So in other words, we used to go watch boxing in theaters and gymnasiums and outdoor stadiums, watch on the big screen. They called it closed circuit television. Well, that was the last closed circuit television broadcast that was ever done as far as a professional boxing world was concerned, of course. And that was De La Hoya's crowning appointment, his coming out party against Julio Cesar Chavez. Now, at the end of the day, I made a bunch of money. Joe made a bunch of money. Everybody made a bunch of money. And we walked off, and then he had to realize it was all over with. There would be no more closed circuit television broadcasts. But I want to mention the fact that Joe Gilardi passed away, and he was my original godfather. I can't say no more. I mean, he believed in me when nobody else in boxing believed in me. He just did. And I can't, I mean, that's priceless. What can I say? You know, he passed away in June. I was texting him. He wasn't getting back to me. So he was passed away in June. Imagine that. He passed away in June. I found out this week. It brought tears to my eyes, and I cried a little bit. But I miss you, Joe. You were the godfather of closed circuit television, and you sure helped me along with my career. And, of course, I would have never been to 34 countries, won the awards and all that kind of good stuff, and had you not been there at the beginning. So I want to thank you, Joe Gilardi, the Godfather. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Wow. What are you going to do as far as boxing, sir? Well, Conor Benn, of course, was a winner last week, and he's going to take on Mario Barrios for the WBC champion. Of course, Mario Barrios, not the greatest fighter in the world, but he might want to fight Ryan Garcia as well, Conor Benn's talking about. But Conor Benn, of course, coming off the win over Chris Eubank last week, he definitely shut Eubank out for the most part for 12 rounds. Of course, Eubank says he was weight drained. He just got his ass kicked. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My executive producer for Sunday is the impeccable one. I'm talking about Mr. Bailey Peck. I want to thank you for putting up with my spit with an H. Outside of that, I'll see you next week. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a production of Sports Byline. We air Saturdays and Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live here on these same channels. Until next time, thank all the people on Twitch.tv, and see you soon. Hollywood.